Joseph. All right, Daf Resh Chav Tes. Back to Hilchos Sukkah. Anything which is attached to the ground, you're not allowed to use for sach. There are some materials which the Chacham say you're not allowed to use. Such as grass which can't be eaten. They also aren't makabel tumah, but they smell bad. Or they fall, they start to shed. I don't know. So these are, it's similar to the halachas of what oils and candles you're allowed to use for, right? For Shabbos and Hanukkah, etc. If you use a bad smelling oil or something like that, so then you're going to leave the room or something like that, so that's why you don't use bad smelling oil. So too with this, to use schach, which smells bad, would defeat the purpose of using schach. So even though really in Mi'ikar Adin it's okay, we say lechachili you shouldn't use it because we're afraid it's going to make you leave the sukkah, and the whole point is for you to remain in the sukkah. So same thing with something which is going to fall on you from the schach, you should avoid. So tezva, v'chein asar l'sachik b'chavila, nershapam shadam aniyah chavila, so al gag ha-sukkah le-yobsha, archakach nimlach alayim l'shem sukkah, we also don't use bundles because we're afraid sometimes you will leave your bundle on top of your sukkah there to dry, and then you'll say, oh, once it's up there already, I might as well use it for schach. And that's called tasa velomena asui, that it has to be put up there l'shem schach. So therefore, gazral kol chavila atuzo. So they were gozer that you can't use any bundles just in case you come to this situation. Since we prohibit for this reason, it only applies to those bundles which are placed up there to dry. Which is only if there is 25 pieces in the bundle or more. If it's less than 25, you'd be allowed to use it for schach. If you tie them on both sides, then if they are stemmed from one area and you just tie it on one side, so then you're allowed to use that. That's also not called a bundle. If you tie together two bundles that now add up to 25, that would be prohibited. Any bundle which is not tied from both sides, so that is not called a chavil, and you'd be allowed to use it. Sifta zayin, chavilish ein koshem osa el lamachram b'minyan umiyarkshi, itnena hakoni atirena, ein a chavila. A bundle which is only tied to for sale purposes, and right when it's bought you untie it, that's not called a bundle for these purposes either. Sifta zayin, imsikif a chavila v'hitira kshera. If you did use a bundle, and then you untie it, so that's okay to be used. Since the whole reason that it's prohibited is just gzera, that you might come to put it up there and then decide you want it for schach. So it doesn't apply if you put it up there as schach and then untied it and made it into regular straw. If you placed it up there to dry and then you changed your mind, which is pasul Torah, in the teres ba'atara l'tzurcha ni'anua, you have to pick it up and put it back down in order for it to work. This is actually practical for us. You're not allowed to use beams of wood which are four wide, even if you turn it on its side, she'ein behem arba, where now it's on its short side, its narrow side, and therefore it doesn't have four, it's still going to be prohibited. But if it's not four wide, then it's okay. Even if they're slanted, we don't use boards at all. So this comes up with the schach mats that we use when you tie them together. So does that become neser or not? Right. So that's what's, you know, there's a couple issues with the mats. One issue we already discussed was the mat issue of using mats in general, but then there's also this issue of tying them together. So since the whole gzeir is because they used to make their roofs out of this, so nowadays that we don't make our roofs out of beams, maybe the gzeir should no longer apply. So it's a machlokes poskim whether we even have to be concerned for this or not. And obviously most poskim are mekel in the end when it comes to these mats. Rabbi Yashar says that it's mutar lechatchila, because they were really only gozer on boards. They weren't gozer on these things that we're talking about at all. But obviously you will always have poskim who are machmir and say that one should avoid these mats because maybe they're somewhat similar to the gzeiras nesarim.